ABC Radio Australia.
It's been more than a month since Mount Uluan erupted in Papua New Guinea, but there are renewed fears the initial volcanic disaster is turning into a humanitarian crisis. Prime Minister James Marape has pledged 5 million kina to help those affected, but evacuees living in care centres say they are going hungry. And in PNG's capital, Port Moresby, concerned citizens are fundraising to fill urgent gaps they say the government isn't addressing. But as Priyanka Srinivasan reports, government officials insist that the relief effort is adequate, and they say families will be able to return to their homes soon.
Eyewitnesses showed people evacuating their home as a large column of black smoke and red lava spewed from the crater of Mount Uluan.
Thousands of people were forced to flee their homes when the volcano in PNG's West New Britain province erupted twice in the space of 5 weeks. More than 12,000 people were believed to be displaced in the first blast, and many are still sheltering in one of the 10 care centres scattered around the region.
We are running out of food, sleeping under tents, which have been damaged, now leaking water under the tents.
Nurse Dominika Uva was living and working in the area directly under Mount Uluan. She's now at a care centre in the nearby village of Soy, along with 39 other families. And she says the situation there is dire.
We are catering for patients every day. Every day we've got patients here. And even the antenatal Mama Bell Clinic, and we've got delivery mama, we're having problem with them, transporting every now and then to a 1 hour travel to deliver them.
Ms. Uva says they are in need of clean drinking water, tents, and medicine, particularly for those women who are pregnant.
Got wounds out here, suturing material, instruments, and even delivery packs for our mamas.
A study conducted over a month ago by the International Organization for Migration, before the second eruption had happened, found that only half the evacuation sites had functioning toilets. It also found a majority of people said food was not being distributed regularly and that they were concerned about their health. But Leo Parikura, the acting disaster and emergency coordinator for West New Britain, claims there are no more than 4,000 people still in care centres, and he insists they have been receiving regular assistance.
Our coordination to relief efforts, food supplies and all that are frequent.
I don't think there is any problem of people having access to food supplies. Most of the population at the care centres are having frequent food supplies.
Mr. Parikura says families in the fallout zone will be able to return to their homes soon, once the scientists surveying the volcano give the all clear. But there are some fears that officials don't have the right information and may be overlooking the real needs of those who were forced to leave their homes. Jessica Kuambu is from West New Britain, but right now she lives in Port Moresby.
Some of them that we spoke to, they haven't actually received anything or any kind of aid from the provincial government because I don't think they have accurate data. And so when the truck's going to deliver food and water and other things, some of the care centres are actually being driven past.
Along with some of her friends, Ms. Kuambu has started an 8-week Mount Uluan disaster appeal, running activities to raise funds to help the evacuees.
The delivery of goods and services and kind especially need to go directly to the people. And for me and my committee, that is what we will do. We will buy stuff they need, like mosquito nets, blankets, towels, medicine, whatnot. We will take it straight to them and we will make sure that everyone is accounted for. Some reports that we received last week, the care centres might be holding up to 15,000 people.
So far, the group has raised almost $11,000 in donations and in-kind support from individuals, musicians, sports stars and companies. Jessica Kuambu says the degree of generosity is promising, but she says there is a lot of work still to do.
Some of the people on the ground, some communities around the 20-mile radius are being neglected, I should say. When we go in, we're actually going to try to collect the data ourselves and try to make sense of it. So we are dealing with real facts.
And for Dominika Uva, back in the Soy Care Centre, the help can't come fast enough.
I'm really upset because just yesterday I got a message from one of the disaster control officers out there, said they are scaling down the services.